Congressman Sam Graves joins us today. A couple topics we want to talk about. One, of course, is the Roachport Bridge and funding for that. How big an announcement is this really for the entire state, especially in northern half of the Missouri?
It's a huge announcement. A little over 81 million dollars for this bridge. And what that means is this grant's going to free up dollars to be used in other bridge replacements around the state. So it's going to free up a lot of money to fix some of those secondary bridges that that we have. But this is a major corridor. I-70 moves a lot of people from one end of the country to the other, and it's in terrible shape. And so this is going to go a long ways towards obviously rebuilding that. The state will kick in their portion as well, and it's going to be good for the entire state.
Congressman, how did this happen? Because this has been talked about for a long time.
It has been, and we've been working with Secretary Chao and with Senator Blunt, Senator Hawley, and pushing pretty hard to try to get this done. I've got a great relationship with Secretary Chao as the ranking Republican on the Transportation Committee, and you know, everything helps, to be quite honest with you. And we've been working on this, and they finally saw that it is something that's drastically needed.
And, of course, it's a huge announcement, really, for the state, but for the entire country as well. What was your reaction when you realized, hey, this is going to happen?
You know, it's one of those things where you put your arms up in the air and you just say, yes. You know, it's something we've been working on a while. And when you finally see something like this come to fruition, it's a really, really good feeling. And that's what makes it all worthwhile.
Did this really have the support of the entire Missouri congressional delegation, too?
It did. You know, everybody understands the importance of this. And, of course, in Missouri, everybody uses I-70, whether they're going to Columbia or going back and forth, St. Louis to Kansas City. Ultimately, a lot of folks end up on I-70, and a lot of our kids are on I-70 going back and forth to college. And we want to make it as safe as possible.
All right, we're still recovering from the massive flooding, and I imagine there are so many resources out there, it can really be confusing for people. Can you help them out?
Yes, and FEMA has opened up two disaster recovery centers in my district, and it's going to help folks applying for assistance. I've also got on my webpage, and you can call the office, we have an assistance resource guide to help people, because there's just, with the disaster declaration, there's a whole bunch of programs out there that are now available to communities and to individuals. And sometimes it's really hard just to be able to navigate through all of the paperwork and everything. And so that's what we have done is started these resource guides. And if you just want to call the office or one of the offices, we'll send a paper version out, or you can go on the website, www.graves.gov, you can find it, and it's we'll help you out.
And I imagine your staff is there to assist people too, and that's a valuable resource.
Absolutely, they're taking calls every single day from all over the district, and they're ready at any moment to help folks walk through all of the things that are available.
Finally, USMCA. Generally speaking, the speaker hasn't been willing to bring that up. Is this important to get done?
It's extremely important. You know, it's ready to go. It's teed up. We have to open up trade with Mexico and Canada again. The agreement is done, but the speaker has to bring it to the floor to be passed. And she seems to be unwilling to do that simply because, you know, it would be a win for Trump. This is one of the things that President Trump has been working on, and we need it in the worst way. So she needs to bring it to the floor and let us pass it. So it can be finalized. But the agreement's ready. It's ready to go. It's going to do wonders for agriculture and the trade, and it's made trade fair now, much more fair between Mexico and Canada than it was before. And so we need to finalize it.
Are the votes there to pass it if it's brought up?
It is. They are. The votes are there to pass it, and I think that's one of the reasons why the speaker's holding it. She just simply doesn't want to see the president get a win.
Congressman Sam Graves has joined us today on Regional Radio.